Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez from the University of Arizona, and I am here interviewing Dr. Hoi Lee. How's it going, Dr. Lee?
Yeah, I'm so good. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're working on and doing at the University of Arizona?
I'm a postdoctoral research fellow in the Department of Pharmacology and Toxicology and the direction of Dr. Ding and Dr. Zhang. So as for my project is related to the toxic effect of arsenic in drinking water and the corresponding mechanisms. So recently, we are focusing on the differential effects of arsenic exposure via drinking water to mouse, liver, and the small intestine. It's well known that arsenic is a carcinogen, and it's found just about everywhere. And in drinking water, arsenic exists frequently in inorganic forms, which are the most poisonous forms.
So why did you decide to focus on this type of field?
I want to know more about biochemistry and molecular biology, such as enzyme function and regulation. So I think if I learn more about this field, and it can help me draw a bigger picture of my proposal in the future.
What do you think you'll do after your postdoc?
I want to become a professor, just like Dr. Ding, in the field of drug metabolism, drug toxicities. And now I'm really interested in diabetes and I found that the arsenic consumption is also associated with the diabetes development. So that's the reasons why I'm so interested in the arsenic project.
Yeah, Dr. Lee, it's great to hear your goals, and we are supporting you to become a professor in the near future. One of the things that's important for the KXEI listeners to, maybe we'll just take a moment to recognize that inorganic arsenic is naturally occurring and can come from human-derived activity. And so our exposure to arsenic, is one of the regulated contaminants under the Safe Drinking Water Act. And so we do have a maximum contaminant level to protect human health. This work is very, very important in our understanding of how chemicals like inorganic arsenic can affect the incidence of disease that are cancer and non-cancer, right? As you just started to talk about, Dr. Lee, with regards to the role that arsenic exposure plays in diabetes and obesity. Dr. Lee, well, you're on KXEI. What kind of music do you listen to?
Actually, I have a broad variety of music across styles and centuries in my playlist. And most of my favorite music is from movie soundtracks. When I listen to it, it can remind me of a scene in a movie and also the emotions I'm feeling. I think it's so cool. And one song I frequently listen to these days is called Remember Me from the movie Coco. So every time when I listen to it, I always think of my grandmom and grandpa. I miss them.
Oh, I'm actually tearing up a little bit because I have that same reaction to that song in that movie. It is so important and powerful. A silent shout out and moment for the elders that we've lost, like our grandparents.
Yeah.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me. Don't let it make you cry, for even if I'm far away.
Remember me, Coco, that's so great. Thank you so much, Dr. Lee, for your efforts, and we're grateful for your contributions to science. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Remember me.